Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with managing editor Sam Stein, and we live in the stupidest fucking timeline imaginable. And so some news has happened since we taped the podcast. There's been a billionaire sumo wrestling match in the White House and a couple of other items, news items, got like kind of page six gossip items in normal times, but unfortunately news items that are central to what is happening in our democracy in our era. And so we'll just run through them really quick. Sam, yeah. How you feel? I think we should start with our erstwhile colleague, Mark Caputo, reporting in Axios.
Yeah.
We were hoping to get Mark on for the OGs of the YouTube feed.
I never even asked. So no.
Well, I assume that when Mark has a story such as this, he should be saying, when are we going to get on YouTube to discuss
it? Yeah, that's a good point. He should ask me.
But here it is. Elon Musk and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent got into a heated shouting match in earshot of President Trump in the Oval Office last week during a dispute about the IRS. Quote, it was two billionaire middle-aged men thinking it was WWE in the hall of the West Wing, one witness said of the argument. Bad news for Scott to Bessent. He's long past middle age.
Well, it's good news for Scott, right? To be described as middle-aged when you're...
I guess that's true.
Fairly past it. There are some great quotes in here. They were not physical in the Oval, but the president saw it and they carried it down the hall. And that's when they did it again, one witness said. And then another, quote, it was quite a scene. It was loud. And I mean loud.
Sam, when was the last time you were chest to chest with somebody thinking about throwing hands?
I was thinking about this last Thursday.
Last Thursday, you were chest to chest
with Sebastian. just did not like
Producer
how he was
Sebastian.
Treating me.
You didn't like the thumbnail on the YouTube video that he chose?
I got in his face. I said, do better at thumbnails, bud. No, I didn't do that. I love Sebastian. Sebastian, I love him. No, that's not normal behavior. People who like throw down in the office are weirdos. They should not. They need help. But that's kind of like the theme here is people who need help.
I had a very minor verbal confrontation with
a colleague?
With a tourist woman at the bar recently. But we were not chest to chest.
How many drinks in were you?
I was only one drink in. Okay. We were not. She was several. We were not chest to chest. She was under the impression.
Hold on.
Your
history is a little bit shady here. You got into it with Carrie Lake.
Sorry, I'm not making you happy.
The other stuff is what you, I don't know. Listen. Why you're touching me. The other stuff is what you have
I
to
know.
Do to win.
Carrie confronted me. I was just standing
Who
there.
Is she in this?
I was going to hug her. I had this effect on people is the thing.
Apparently. So
but in both of those cases, I mean, look, I have definitely been chest to chest with somebody screaming at them. It's been a long time, though. And in a work setting, I can't. It's hard for me to
you
think.
You were
of
chest to chest with Trump.
Mr. Trump, where's the tie made? Your size, where's the made? Ken. I'm relaxed.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, back in 2015. But I mean, like a work colleague. Like I can't think of a time where that happened to me with a work colleague.
It's never happened.
And I'm pretty hot under the collar.
I'm aware. You can't, so, if you were in the office about 2 hours ago instead of on Zoom, I think you and I might have had a moment.
Anyway, this is just childish behavior.
At least this is sort of like over substance. They're arguing on like tariffs. So like,
they were not arguing over tariffs. This is actually no. So okay, great. This is where I was going to go next, because that would have felt logical, right? To be honest, if you told me that Elon Musk was so pissed that Scott Bessent is fucking up the entire Trump administration by going along with the stupidest tariffs and the stupidest economic policy in modern history, I actually would be like, you know what, Elon? Somebody should yell at Scott Bessent and put their finger in his chest and be like, bro, you're ruining the country and this administration and my bottom line. That would be rational. That's not what happened. This was over the, I guess,
IRS,
temporary head of the IRS or whatever you call it, was originally going to be a guy, Gary Shapley.
Yes,
who Musk had liked because he was a Hunter Biden whistleblower. And so him and Musk had, I think, had a connection over their brainworms. I think they probably followed the same types of accounts on Twitter. And Bessent wanted Michael Falkender, who I think has more of a kind of traditional background
Falkender got
the job. So it was initially Shapley, and then they switched it. Trump switched it to Falkender, and that was what was underlining this.
So personnel's policy, man. Personnel
decision.
Yeah, personnel's policy. I think the other subtext here, and it's in the piece, is that everyone pretty much hates Elon and wants him to go. Yeah.
And I think the other subtext about the IRS. So why might Elon be so upset about this? It's worth thinking about. Possibly because, you know, chemical imbalance in his brain was off, possibly. Possibly because he didn't sleep at night because he was just tweeting all night. Possibly because he's a stubborn child. All those things are possible. But maybe also the IRS. I mean, Doge really has tried to get its little tentacles into the IRS.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of data there. And like the Kara Swisher argument that Musk, you know, wants some IRS data for, you know, his own purposes. I think it's worth thinking about the fact that Musk was so upset about this particular incident because having a flunky in the IRS would have been something he could have
used to his advantage. Also, and the other thing is, like, I think we sort of talked about this yesterday, but all these guys are masters of the universe, or were prior to doing this, right? No one's.
I don't know. Scott Bessent was actually. He was running kind of a mid-level fund that kept losing money every year.
No, my point is, when's the last time someone told these people, "No, you can't"? Like, I'm sure no one said.
And the woman told Elon Musk she couldn't have.
Unless it's in the DMs, and Elon's offering you his sperm. that maybe they didn't. They said no to. But in business, I'm sure these guys are not used to being told no. Actually, fuck off. And you know, when you spend years being catered to and told you're the best thing in the world and the world's smartest man, and then suddenly you're like, actually, no, we're not going to do it your way. You probably freak. So I don't think these are particularly stable people either. So there's that.
What there? Luckily, we have a very stable genius at the top of the totem pole.
Are we going to top? Can we do Hegseth first?
I want to go straight to the very stable genius because people need this right now. We'll end with Hegseth. Been a busy day. Lots happening.
There's a lot going on.
Lots happening. We might be officially abandoning Ukraine and that war. We're bombing Yemen. Israel Gaza continues.
We're trying to figure out a detente with China.
There was a terrorist attack in India. Right. Detente with China we're working on. We're negotiating trade deals with 70 countries, apparently. Economic instability at home.
It's 90, but yes, correct.
Yeah. Here's what Donald Trump was up to this morning. I don't know. How long should we show it for?
I don't know. Just how long should we show it for?
We're gonna let the producers and the viewers decide. How long do you want to see this for?
So Jamie can pointing.
They're pointing. What do you think about that spot there? What do you think about that? Is that a good spot? Donald Trump is out there checking out where he wants the 100-foot-high American flag.
I love it.
He's paying for it. He's out of his own pocket.
He did stress that it's coming out of his own pocket. Thank the Lord.
Luckily, I mean, he just, according to Molly White in our crypto interview, just like cashed out like $5.4 million in fake crypto money and turned it into fiat dollars. So I think he should probably be able – that should cover most of the
flag.
This
is where the Trump coin shit is going to go to. Yeah. Spending all his Trump coin on flagpoles.
Yeah, I think flagpoles. the portraits, the Chinese.
If you saw a dude walking around just going like this man is crazy.
He just wants to know exactly. He wants to get exactly the right angle of that flagpole. He also wants it to be his flagpole because he's not going to do this bullshit. If George W. Bush dies, he's not going to be letting the Speaker of the House determine whether the flag goes at half mast like it happened during McCain. That is his fucking flagpole.
He
paid for it, and he's only going to put it at half mast if somebody that stormed the Capitol dies. Celebrities.
He has to be far and away the president most obsessed with interior and exterior decorating that we've ever had. He's obsessed.
It's a very masculine pursuit.
Like the Rose Garden, he's obsessed with like its renovations and, you know, bulldozing trees. He like sent out a picture of him planting new trees a couple weeks ago. They send White House updates all the time about this stuff. Like he's truly upset. And like the colors of Air Force One, you know, combine that with his love of 80 show tunes and something going on.
I mean, I love interior design. Okay.
You have different, I think you have slightly different tastes than Donald.
You think so? His are a little more traditional. His are a little bit more traditional, a little more gauche. You know, kind of have a more kind of a New Orleans Gothic kind of vibe.
You do have a gold toilet at your home. So.
we've not done any toilet renovations at my house so far. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. So that's what he's been up to. We'll keep an eye on him, obviously, since that's what we're here for on the YouTube feed. Make sure to subscribe to the feed, by the way, because where else are you getting this kind of analysis? Where else are you getting it? I don't think anywhere. You know, certainly not over there on the CNN feed. Who knows what they're talking about? Here we got Scott Jennings.
CNN.
Okay, I'm just saying, you got Scott Jennings yelling at people. All right, that's one option for you. Or you can watch our flagpole coverage. Okay, last topic. Speaking of masculine pursuits, Pete Hegseth has been doing a lot of push-ups, but he's also he's added a new room into the Pentagon. And I just have to say, by the way, I did a late night video maybe over the weekend or last week where I said that the Pentagon was in Foggy Bottom. Everybody corrected me. I was like, obviously it's wrong. I lived in Foggy Bottom. I know where it was. I just, you know, sometimes the brain just spits out something that is incorrect, you know, and I didn't even catch myself. So I'm aware of where the Pentagon is. Drove by it every day on the way to work. Anywho, over there in Virginia, the Pentagon added a new office. It's not a weight room. It's not a CrossFit room. Tell us about what he's added.
Well, so apparently Pentagon briefing room was retrofitted to add a makeup studio to be used to prepare for television appearances because you can't go on. Look at you. Look at you. Is that always there? Did you even know about this? Because you can't go when you're the defense secretary and you're going on TV as much as Pete.
Yeah.
You got to get the makeup.
You got to get some powder. Look at this. I get some powder going. I look good if you're.
See, this is how Tim does it. But if you had a makeup room, you look unbelievable.
How am I looking?
You look horrible.
Do I look?
This
masculine?
Is why you needed the. This is why you need the makeup room.
Clear out the powder. That's interesting. What is the makeup room for?
What do you think? His TV hits. The guy's on TV more than any Pentagon press secretary, more than any defense secretary that we've ever seen. Jim Mattis actually wanted this room for his TV.
Maybe he's doing drag at night. I don't know. Yeah. At the in-house construction crew renovated the adjacent green room.
They don't deny it in the piece. the quote is definitely not a denial.
A large mirror with makeup lighting was installed. That's exciting. I'm happy for him. He looks good. He's looking oranger. So you might want to just tamp down a little bit.
That's what you do when you try to impress the boss is you adopt their look.
Did you see Scott? We talked about this on the next level, but I have to do it again. Did you see Scott Bessent's comment about Ray Dalio?
No.
While Donald was out there checking out the angle on the new massive flagpole, he said this. There's an opportunity for a big deal here with China. If they want to rebalance, we can rebalance together. This is an incredible opportunity. I think if Bridgewater founder Ray Dalio were to write something, he could call it a beautiful rebalancing.
This is an incredible opportunity. I think if Bridgewater founder Ray Dalio were to write something, he could call it a beautiful rebalancing.
Why does he talk like,
they're talking like Trump,
They're making like Trump.
They're talking like Trump. Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah,
talks like that? Ray Dalio would say this is a big, beautiful deal. And could you imagine?
They all do it. And they all do it in some of it's subconscious. Do you remember when Mike Pence, do you remember the famous one where he had the water bottle and he was like mimicking Trump with it? Like, I think it just kind of seeps in through osmosis.
If Tony Blinken started imitating Biden. He started mumbling, started saying literally all the time.
Going to the wrong doors, like, walking in the gate. Like.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Hard to explain. I maybe overdid it a little bit. Okay.
A little bit.
This has been a great show. Everybody, I hope you enjoy it. Keep an eye out for the new flagpole coming to the White House. And
I'm excited. 100 foot.
And be nice to your colleagues. Treat your colleagues well. No fights in the hallway. Yeah, we'll see you guys back here soon.